Hello there, you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. Let's begin by talking about what has happened over the last 8 odd days. The last time the government of India took questions from the press, speaking with the country through the press, was exactly 8 days ago. Last Monday, the government of India, the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Home Affairs held its last briefing on the situation in the country on COVID-19. After that, the finance minister has spoken, holding press conferences, but the health ministry has not held a single press conference. We don't have any indication as to why press conferences have stopped. In fact, this comes at a time when the country's figures have crossed the 1 lakh mark. We have more than 1 lakh cases of COVID-19 in India. What's worrying is that the phase of active growth of cases continues in the country. The government of India, however, through its press releases, continues to communicate, saying that the situation is not particularly worrying. If you look at India and do a comparison with other Western countries, then we are better off. In fact, the government says that our death rate is around 3%, which is much better than many other countries, including countries in the Western world. Our doubling rate has improved, and also our recovery rate is close to 40%. All of these things are reasons to be reassured about, is what the government says. In fact, looking at the number of active cases in the country, close to 60% of the over 1 lakh cases are active cases. The government says the particular worrying point only is that there are people with underlying healthcare conditions, with comorbidities, and people in the senior citizen age category who are the ones are the most vulnerable, and the possibility of them developing a more severe sort of an infection is high. In terms of case mortality per lakh population, India has so far about 0.2 deaths per lakh population vis-a-vis approximately 4.1 deaths per lakh population for the world as an average. Now, as lockdown 4.0 has kicked in and we can expect, and we are already starting to see much more movement of people, social distancing norms, at least to an extent, being violated. And also, we have a lot of easing out in the country in terms of movement. Migrants are moving around, and we also have pilgrims and students and other people going back to their respective home states. The possibility of cases increasing much more is high, is what the government says. The situation is getting assessed, monitored, is what the government continues to maintain. Infrastructure in the country, the healthcare infrastructure, as of now, is in a position to handle many more cases than what we are seeing today, is what the government continues to say. A record of 1 lakh samples have been tested in 24 hours yesterday. From one lab conducting COVID-19 tests in Jan, from one lab conducting COVID-19 tests in the month of January, India has very rapidly increased its testing capacity, is what the government says. We have over 385 government labs and 158 private labs for testing in the country. In that sense, they try to reassure us that there is nothing to worry about. However, the stress continues to be on social distancing. How, in spite of easing out of the lockdown, we need to continue to ensure that social distancing norms are in fact adhered. We should also continue to respect the fact that easing out of the lockdown doesn't mean that we can go back to doing what we were doing in the past before the pandemic. We need to continue to observe certain rules also. We need to step out only when required. We need to try and do our own bit to ensure that we are safe till the time a vaccine is found. It's been said before, and I'm saying it again, that till the time a vaccine is around, social distancing is the only vaccine which is before us, and we have to use this very, very effectively to our advantage to ensure that we and the people around us continue to be safe. This asks for a lot of responsibility. It asks for a lot of accountability, and also we need to be very, very cautious in terms of adhering to the rules of social distancing. The testing criteria has also been widened in the country to ensure that there is more testing. In addition to the earlier criteria, the testing strategy has been widened to involve frontline workers involved in containment and mitigation of COVID-19, All hospitalized patients who develop ILI symptoms, which is influenza-like illness symptoms, and all symptomatic ILI among returnees and migrants within 7 days of illness. The effort is to ensure that there is much more testing in the country and very, very active contact tracing also that continues mainly in the containment zones. That is it from me today. This conversation is going to continue tomorrow with more details. Thank you for joining in. Be safe.